me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm sorry I have the giggles tonight. We are on our new station one, and it seems that the people that are trying to call to ask Frank and I a question are calling station two. So the number for station one to get your questions answered is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm so sorry. This is our first time live on our new station at our new time, but it's wonderful to have all you listeners. And Frank and I are here as we welcome spring, and we're going into what is called Holy Week. We're going into the Easter week, right, Frank?
Yes, we are. Yes, yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing, I've been very busy lately, and you know, anticipating the full moon coming up, and
it's the new,
you know, I have like yourself, I have a couple programs on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And
great.
And unfortunately for some people, they've been people that are loved ones that have been missing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right on top of it. We're going to help them. And
well, I know you've done wonders with that, Frank. And the exciting part about it is that Frank and I are teaching a course at the end of the month, the 27th and 28th of April. We'll be in Doylestown, Pennsylvania at the James Laura House teaching our intensive. And it is very, very good, very powerful. It's a healing intensive as well as a seeing intensive. And I'm sure that anyone who does come will be changed for the better, which is what we're all about. We're all about bringing people smiles and love, happiness and peace. That's the most important thing. So we're here to verify you and to help you in your with your questions and perhaps some confusion. I'm going to give that number one more time. It's 888-627-6008. So Frank, we're having the new moon in Libra, and it's at 28 to 30 degrees, which is very interesting because the three past full moons have been at 0 degrees. 0 degrees Leo, and then 0 degrees Virgo, and now it's at 28 degrees Libra. We had a 0 degrees Libra, and now a 28. And it's very interesting as to what's going to happen because it's sudden changes, it's endings and new beginnings. What can you tell us about that with what you're happening around you?
Well, most people that I've been talking to are making changes now. Mm-hmm. They actually feel better the way they are negotiating as far as jobs go. Even relationships are been a little calmer. If you notice that as we're approaching that, even though we're a couple weeks shy to it, that even politics seem to have calmed down to a certain extent. You know, things that people thought was going to get exposed didn't. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to, within their own parties and their own people with their aspirations, are trying to come up with real answers, real projections that they will to help their the country. So
and the report that everybody's been waiting for is supposed to come out this next week. Friday is the new moon, so it'll be interesting to see it. We have Amy on the phone from California. Her birthday is August 5th. Good evening, Amy. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Great. Nice show. Thank you so much.
What's your question for Frank tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to know, is it a good time for me to be selling a Tulsa, Oklahoma rental property? And I can give you the address if you like.
Would it actually, it's a perfect time for you. You're kind of in a year of change, and you're going into your best real estate part very soon. So you're going to eliminate information that you just is not working anymore. And you're going to be pulling in a very strong influence of a real estate right now. It should be good for you for a negotiation. So I'd say about within a month of doing that.
Wow.
So go ahead and put it on the market, especially with this. We have a trine with Leo and Aries and Sagittarius with Jupiter. So this is the week to put it on the market. Get going, girl. You should do well.
Wow.
Thank you.
Great time. Love your show. Thank you both.
Thank you, Amy. And now we have Pam from Texas. Her birthday is February 5th. Good evening, Pam. How are you? Where in Texas are you?
I'm in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, what's your question for us tonight? I'm coming out to visit next week in Austin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's a little bit of south from Dallas, Bill. Have safe travels in. I was calling. I'm just starting a job, and I was just wanting to know how well it's going to go for me. I am anxious, just by nature, and so mm-hmm. I always, getting a little bit nervous.
What's the field at, Pam?
It'll be in banking.
Oh, good. What do you think?
It's a 180 from where I came from. So
good for you.
Pam, you're in the perfect year for it. You're in the, according to influence as far as numerology goes, which sometimes, a lot of times connects with astrology. You're in the eighth year, the best year to put money together, to negotiate. It calms things down. It helps you to come across better. This is really good. I mean, this is the best time for you.
Oh, good to hear. Yeah, I needed that support. Thank you.
So, where do you start, Pam?
Well, I'm in training, but good. Tomorrow is actually my first full day.
Wonderful. Well, it's Easter week, and we're sending you wishes and happiness and balance. Good luck to you.
Oh, I really appreciate that. I love the show. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Bye. Frank, you know, I want to get to talking to people about how to stay centered because we have this dangerous, dangerous celestial weather coming through. And it's been awful for Texas and the South. What do you have to say about that? I'm hoping it'll begin to calm down a little bit.
I'd say, you know, the way the weather has been going, and I live on the coast, the East Coast, so I'm like three blocks away from the ocean, so I have my own concerns. So far, for this area, it hasn't been bad. I do feel that it's kind of spotty with the Midwest and
yes, and South
and north, you know, the Great Lakes had just been hit with snow and everything. And so we're still in a kind of a year where it's very hard to predict. I'd like to say it's going to be smooth, but it's not. It's kind of erratic.
Because the sun, it seems, according to astronomy, the sun is going into its detriment, so it's going to be further away from the Earth, and we won't get as much sunshine, perhaps for about 7 years. And it just started at the beginning of 2018, and of course the weather last year was unbelievable. But this dangerous celestial weather and all of these hurricanes and spinning tops, the tornadoes, is making people very, very nervous. And especially when you can see it across the street and then you don't get touched and you watch everything get blown away, it's quite upsetting. I think that a good thing to do, and I know it does help, but please don't laugh at me, is to play ARDAS. It's from the Crimson series, ARDAS, and it means prayer beyond prayer, number 6 in the Crimson series, and to meditate. Because that's how you're going to bring more positivity into your body. And I'm using this celestial weather as an example, Frank, but you know you can do it for money issues, job issues, lost item issues, and everything. Isn't that right?
Yes, yes, you can. And there's nothing like preparation for this. And we're talking about easing your mind, thinking positive, mm-hmm. Working through all kinds of situations. The more that you work with yourself, the stronger you're going to be
and
the more prepared.
You want to stay focused on the subject because I know people go, well, what if, well, what if, well, what if? Well, don't bring in a what if. Just stay focused on completing a certain area in your life. Sometimes it's called compartmentalize, and you have to know that if you're doing the dishes, you're doing the dishes. If you're feeding, serving dinner, you're serving dinner, and don't let your mind wander over to, did I pay that bill or is there gas in the car or anything like that. Just continue with what you're doing. The more that you can strengthen your mind to focus, the more balanced you'll be. That's the key secret, don't you think, Frank?
Yes, the more that you, this is kind of training.
Yes.
This is kind of, you can't be lackadaisical. You know there's going to be changes. Keep yourself grounded. Whatever you, the meditation, look at positive, put a positive picture in your mind. Look what you want to happen. And
look
a lot
at the
of times,
outcome. What Deepak Chopra says, look at the outcome. Don't worry about how to get there. Just picture the outcome.
That's right. I always tell people when somebody's sick and you do a prayer or a meditation, both, mm-hmm. you always picture that person, no matter what they look like. Say you visit them in a hospital or something. Mm-hmm. You always picture them walking around doing normal things, smiling,
right,
and actually put a calendar up in your mind and back, and that's your target point for them to get better.
Right. Put a calendar up or say by Wednesday you'll be walking. I know that things will be all right and that type of thing. It's really a great trick. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know, we talk about angels and guides, Frank. I want to tell you about a dear friend. Who I was working with this week that's having a hearing problem. So I told him to play Ardas and to sit down and to visualize three angels in each ear pulling out cotton balls and making the channel to the brain from the ear open and whole and putting light through it. And then you take the palm of your hands and you cup them over each ear and you hold in that light. And I'm telling you that if you do that for a few days, you can unclog an ear. It helps with tinnitus. And I'm about to put it in writing to put exactly how to do the meditation. So if anybody does have a hearing problem or a tinnitus problem, send me an email and I can send that little exercise to you. Again, the number to call Frank and I tonight is 888-627-6008. We're on a new station at a new time, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. And it's wonderful. BBS Radio has opened us up to the world. We're going out, Frank, to 30 countries tonight. It's just so exciting to watch this grow and expand.
Yeah, in the last month, I've been getting really good feedback for, I got a call actually from Kenya.
Wow.
Africa, they got the show. So mm-hmm. somehow they get the show. I don't know, but we had talked about certain things that were going on with that person's family and it was just great to, you know, to be able to reach out that far.
And, well, Jupiter's about to go retrograde this month in April. I think it's next week on the 16th. And it's going to stay retrograde until August. Now, mm-hmm. that means that you're going to go over some of your recent decisions and think about them and maybe make some changes in your life. But it also means that if you're working on a project or on some certain details, that it may take a little time to get it started. But Jupiter is a benefactor. And the fact that it's slowing down means that you need to slow down. It happens every year. So it's going to be exciting if you keep a journal now about some of the projects that you want to complete. And then in August, check it out and see where you are with it. I'm playing a very special song after the commercials called Standing in the Possibility by Elaine Silver. I love that song. And we are all standing in the possibility of a new future as we go into this new decade of the 2020s. I know people say it's the terrible 20s, but I think that you can stay centered if you move through your week and your day more positively. Frank, can you add to that?
Yes, I was talking to my wife about that. And staying calm is the big thing. And listen, just listen to people. Don't get enraged or get angry. You listen to them. They're either going to make sense to you or not, and they'll do it in a short span of time, believe me.
Well, when you listen, the other person feels a satisfaction of sorts. It's really a gift to listen. It's a spiritual gift. And when you don't listen and you ignore the person or you sneer at them or you make faces at them, then what you're doing is you're creating a negative atmosphere and you're going to have a negative response. But if you listen with dignity and smiles and grace and appreciate the person for how they feel, doesn't matter whether you feel the same way. It's about letting go and creating a new life. We are doing that. And a lot of you are going to go into new love relationships. A lot of you are standing in the possibility of buying property for the first time or perhaps getting a raise, being given more responsibility. It's very, very exciting. Everybody's preparing for the 2020s. And we do have to concentrate on that. If there is an unhappiness around you, you need to make a change. You need to stop thinking about it like you have for the past 5 or 10 years and make the change. Because in the long run, it will serve you. Right, Frank?
Each and every one of you are unique. And you don't have to be controlled by anybody's ideas. So it's better to work on yourself. You are unique. You can work better in the world than to be a follower or just running around like a lot of people with it.
Thank
like
you.
A chicken without a head, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, it's funny because we are unique and yet we're the same. And we do have special talents that we've been born to work with and have grow. And that's where you should focus. What can I give? Or if you have an upset and you have some tears, how did I bring this to myself? Louise Hay always taught you to ask that question in the face of anything disturbing. How did I bring this to myself? What happened? Where did I go off track? Where did they go off track in relationships? Because if you can begin to understand those things, you will realize that it's 50-50, that you're 50% responsible and they are 50% responsible. Frank, I think the biggest thing that we're facing right now is lack of communication. People are too busy on their cell phones and they don't know how to share anymore. They don't want to have that inner feeling, the opening of the heart. They don't want to feel. And it's very, very difficult when you have somebody like that.
Well, there's a, because of the cell phone, mm-hmm. also, and other devices that actually take away when you're actually talking to somebody face to face, it's a whole different thing. But to be, but to listen to somebody almost dictate their feelings, and they talk faster and they talk louder, and this is not giving you a chance. You know, let's go back a few years. Let's be calm. Let's think, make sure that you can talk also.
And you know, one of my favorite sentences, and this is going to help people out there, is God bless you in your truth. And then you can just walk away. By the way, Frank, we do have another caller. Her name is Danette from North Carolina. Her date of birth is April 8th. So it's around this time. Happy birthday, Danette. I know you just had one. What is your question for Frank tonight?
Thank you. I just wanted to know if Frank could see whether or not gainful employment with a healthy wage is mm-hmm. on the horizon. And supposedly someone very special is supposed to be coming into my life, I've been told.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Frank?
My first impression when you were talking is that I want a decent job. I want that. It's very important for you right now. As far as, and you're in a very good spot. You're in the fourth year of a 9-year cycle. It's earth energy. It's going to help you and be approach things a little more practical or get your information straight. You should do fine with that. As far as relationship goes, I don't feel anything yet until like the end of May. But I do feel that the work is going to take you pretty much close to that journey. You might have actually, there'll be two people this year that are very that you're going to have to really take your time with, really listen, and get let them do a lot of talking, and you can figure that out. I mean, we all been through things, so, you know, sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's a letdown.
What is your field? What is your field, your work field?
I've been pursuing like executive assistant. I've had a lot of experience with that, but I was also a firefighter, paramedic for 10 years. So I've had a couple of careers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still doing some of that volunteer work?
No, I'm not, because that was all in South Florida and Palm Beach County. And I moved up here a year ago, and my job ended in January, and it's been just awful trying to find employment because everything is via the internet. I mean, no one will speak to you unless you have pursued them online and posted, you know, everything online. It's really awful.
It is. It really is, because they just ignore most of it. You have to get to know somebody. What I would do, Danette, is I would try a little bit of an exercise. I want you to sit very quietly. I want you to tell Spirit exactly the kind of job. I'd like to be an executive assistant for one of the top people in the country, in the company, and I would like to earn a such and such salary. Thank you for bringing me this wonderful new job. Thank you for bringing me this wonderful new job, as if you already have it, Danette. And I think if you do that, you will open up the energies. The invisible energies count more than anything else. And you can open up the energies and suddenly meet a person that can be helpful to you. That will happen if you do that exercise.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My whole thing, Frank, is meditation, and meditation opens communication, because what you're doing is you're communicating in the other energies, which, of course, I call backstage. So you're backstage, and you and I are writing that book together, right, backstage, and we're explaining what this energy is and how to use it. It's like an electrical energy, and if you don't put a wire around the electricity, you're not going to get the plug in, right, Frank?
I equate that a lot to natural foods, going back and doing natural things that always worked. And just what you're saying about meditation, it always worked.
It does. It really does. We have another caller. We have Tina from Florida, and her birthday is October 1st. Hello, Tina. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. What's your question for Frank?
Hi, Elizabeth. I'd like to know if my real estate transaction will be successful.
Well, I think that between last year and this year, you've been kind of refocusing and the way you've been doing your business, and
yes.
I'm quite confident. Right now, and I'm not just saying this, you're in the second year of a brand new 9-year cycle. So you're going to be bringing in new ways of how you come across, how you approach this. I really feel confident that this is going to work. Now, is this in the mix right now?
Yes.
Did you sign the papers? When did you sign the papers, Tina?
No, haven't signed yet. We'll be signing soon.
Oh, good, because Murphy doesn't finish its storm until tomorrow. So anytime after tomorrow, I'm going to tell you I think, Frank, next week would be the good week as she goes into the full moon, don't you?
I really feel like Tuesday, tell you the truth.
Write it down.
Next Tuesday.
The 16th?
Yeah.
I was in the next week, but are you getting ready? Are you that close, Tina? Can you do it the day after tomorrow?
Yes, Tuesday or Wednesday.
And yeah. Always do it on a 3, so you could do it at 12, at 3, or at 6. Mm. Always on a 3 for the action, for the meeting to happen.
Yeah, I like right. Tuesday. I really do.
Good.
Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9. That's an 11 day. That's a good day. So good luck. Where are you in Florida?
Ponte Vedra.
What's that near?
St. Augustine.
Oh, okay. So you're up. You're up near Palm Bay and Melbourne and all those places. Jacksonville.
That's right. Yeah.
My firstborn was born in Jacksonville. I used to live on Jacksonville Beach. But anyway, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Good timing.
Thank you.
Frank, we're at the end of the half hour. We have to go into our break and our commercials. But we will be back after these messages, and Frank can answer some more questions one more time. The number is 888-627-6008. We're on Station One now. We're going out to 30 countries. It's very exciting. So give us a call if you have a question. 888-627-6008. We'll be back right after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station One. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing Week of April 15 through April 21, 2019. Mercury is moving out of his shadow of the retrograde cycle, which exits on the 16th. That means that you can get moving again. But pace yourself rather than charging forward too fast. The three heavy-duty planets that are preparing to line up in Capricorn in January of 2020, Mars, Saturn, and Pluto, are all turning retrograde this month. Take a prophetic look into your life and into the world to get a hint about what 2020 will bring. Begin your journal of events happening now so that you are ready next January to make your changes. Pluto tells you to let go and let God. Saturn urges you to sacrifice in the short term for the long-term good, and Jupiter wants to expand you up to the next level. Beyond that, Mars is in Gemini all month, and that is good for exploring new possibilities. However, Mars in Gemini can create short attention spans, so be quick like a butterfly exploring in a field of flowers. Your various projects will take hold and begin to blossom over the next 6 to 8 months. The moon moves into the list-making and organization sign of Virgo on Tax Day, Monday, April 15th, so tend to all those little details early in the work week. There's a minor relationship challenge on Monday afternoon to make some quiet time for yourself and hold off on difficult relationship conversations. As we leave the shadow of March's Mercury retrograde, the planet moves into pioneering Aries late on the 17th. This will help you push your ideas forward, but do be careful of chasing tiny bubbles that will fall away when the idea planet moves into Taurus on May 6th. The full moon is on April 19th at 30 degrees of Libra and Aries. Think back to the previous full moon at the spring equinox when it was at the very beginning of Libra, 0 degrees, because the nodes are at the very end of those signs now. Libra is about your relationships, including a lack of relationship, and Aries is about exerting your independence. So the opportunity to rebalance your relationship and individuality needs continue. The difference is that there are an abundance of planets in action signs right now, so boredom will not be an issue. Taking on too much now is more likely to be the issue. To push you into making some changes, destructive Pluto and slow but sure Saturn in Capricorn are challenging this self versus others balance situation. The moon's nodes are also slowing down to turn retrograde later this month, suggesting that there will be some big-time restructuring going on in the coming months. Be careful and safe as we experience more of this severe celestial weather.
When you take the time to meditate and move slowly, you can make it through this week more positively. Spring is here, which always brings renewal and more growth. On Saturday, the sun moves into practical Taurus for the coming month. At the same time, Venus enters one of her least favorite signs, Aries, until May 15th. This adds to the full moon rebalancing energies of self versus partnership. Again, be sure to take a few moments to look at for hints and ideas about what might be coming to you in your world as 2020 opens. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to return to the show with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers. And it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The chakras in your body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the chakras in your body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website, new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
To a
is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Elaine Silver with Standing in the Possibility of a New World That's Coming for You and Me. Tonight I'm on with Frank St. James, and we are answering your questions about what's going on with you. Frank, we have a caller. His name is Tony from California, who was born on August 4th. Tony, what part of California are you from?
I'm actually from Toronto, Canada, but I'm living here now.
Pardon?
Oh, I'm San Diego. I'm in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego. Okay. What is your question for Frank tonight?
Relationship, I guess.
It's about a relationship.
Can you be specific, Tony, please?
Yeah. No, I'm not in a relationship. I'm wondering about that and also her health. That's easier.
Yeah. I'm having a little trouble understanding. You're looking for a relationship? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting enough, you're in the first year of a 9-year cycle. You're almost into your second. So, you should. I like July for you. I do feel it could be an outing. I don't know what kind of work you do, but it could be a meeting that person outside with a group of people. And I'm talking, you start talking to each other, and it seems like it never ends. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm feeling for you, though.
Okay. Anything else on that?
It'll take about 6 months to really, if everything, you know, what your expectations are sometimes, it'll take about 6 months before you're really sure of everything. But I think in the meantime, you should be very pleased at the outcome. So good luck to you.
Okay.
You're meeting thanks somebody new. I don't know if you go out in groups, but are you in the services at all, the armed forces?
No, I'm not. I'm an entertainer. So.
Oh, good. Well, there's your group. I just know that it could be somebody that's with somebody in the service. I don't know, but I felt that around you. And it's wonderful that you are going to be able to get out and do that because an entertainer. Frank, you know about that. You're an entertainer for a long time.
Well, you know what, Tony? I entertained for like 50 years, and I was doing a gig up in Vermont. And my wife came up from Manhattan with two other gals, and it was instantaneous. It just, cool. You know, one of those times.
Great.
So okay. Good luck. Good luck to you. Let us know. Keep us in touch, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Well, next week is Easter Sunday. Today was Palm Sunday. And I will be out of town. So Frank is going to do the show for you. He's going to be on an extra week this month because he's always on the second and fourth Sunday. But he's agreed to do the show in my absence, and I really appreciate it. So all of you, if you miss us tonight, you can call next week. The new number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And we're going to be getting that out to everyone and correct all of the old station 2 because we're now on station 1. Frank, I know that you had a closing that you wanted to talk to about Easter and what's coming and everything. So do you have something for us, a message?
Interesting enough, I was coming in from the town, which is about seven minutes away, mm-hmm. and there was these Mormons pushing the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? God gives you everything that you need. Yes. It's up to you to work with that.
And how you use it.
Mm-hmm. You know, instead of all the time, sometimes, complaining and everything else, he already gave you the tools. So, you know, when I pray once in a while for help, I'm not asking him to actually do the work. I just ask him to, you know, try to get a little pumped up. You know, I said, mm-hmm. thank you, Lord, for letting me be here so long. Mm-hmm. And I'll try better.
Well, they do their mission, and their mission is very important to them. My sister is a Mormon, and her children all did their missions, and I really respect that work. I do, as I respect anybody else that follows their belief, their way.
Well, we had a good talk. We had a good talk.
So. And Valerie is here from California. We have time for one more. She was born on May 25th. And that's coming up, too. So, Valerie, do you have your question for Frank?
I do.
And what is that?
Yes. I would like to be in a relationship also this year.
Well, Valerie, you're in the fourth year of a 9-year cycle. So you're more, the vibes are more getting somebody in that's kind of practical. You know, we're not going to get some crazy partier. we're only going to get somebody that's not rehearsed, you know, as a lot of people, you know, when you get looking around, and some people are so rehearsed that, you know, what they're looking for instead of a relationship, you know.
So calling in somebody that's more focused, more calm, and more mature. And I want to say to you, Valerie, you got to put yourself out there a little bit, too. It doesn't happen by magic, right, Frank? You have to say yes to some invitations and things and socialize a little bit more. Mars is going into Gemini, Frank. What do you see with that for Valerie?
Well, that's communication, but it's also kind of flipping. Sometimes you could talk to somebody for a couple of minutes, maybe make a pause, and all of a sudden you get a negative. So, but it is communication. And you're right in there with the full moon coming up too, another air sign. So, I like that you might be able to put your thoughts together. Don't go say anything that you wouldn't do. If you don't like warm walks on the beach, don't put that in, or mm-hmm. some other things, you know. Just, you know, talk to them and express yourself. And I think you'll come across great. I've always had really good friends that are with Gemini, so, you know.
So you're not seeing a relationship coming in?
Yes, I do. And I think you'll first get some really good feedback by the end of, by the end of April.
So, I feel something serious for you at the end of the year, Valerie, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel something serious for you October, November, which is an air sign month, but you could meet him at the end of April and then not realize it until later, right, Frank?
Yeah, because it could bounce around a bit. It depends on that other person's schedule too. So, but the whole thing is you will connect
in April.
Yes,
I want to say this. I'm going to tell you a little story. A man went to a public meeting, and he met a lady, and he walked her out to her car, and they had a great rapport. But he never asked for her phone number or anything. And then he was very sad because he felt like he'd never meet her up again. But he did finally, after about 2 months of meditation, go back to the meeting, and she was there. So that's how it works, though. I think what we're trying to say to you.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is I'll probably meet the person in April, but things won't take off until maybe October.
Yeah, that's right. That
you'll be there by the end of April.
Of this and, year, okay.
Yeah, this year. And it's just take a while. But like I said, you know, there are things that don't oversell yourself.
Just relax with Paul. When it's you know, Rumi was a poet from 2,000 years ago, and he wrote something that's everlasting. When two lovers meet somewhere, they're in each other all along. When two lovers meet somewhere, they're in each other all along. Remember that, Valerie.
I certainly will. And okay. Wow, this is April, so this is great. This is April, so.
Yep. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Well, Frank, it's time to say goodnight and go into our meditation. I want to say that for Easter, and we'll probably play this next week too, I am playing a very, very, very special song written by William Vitalis at the beginning of the meditation, and it's called Come to Me, My Lord. Just listen to it. Take some
Elizabeth, can I get my phone number?
Yes, please.
862-684-1904.
One more time, Frank.
862-684-1904.
I'm sorry, I forgot that. I have a new one, too. my new phone number is 215-589-5550, and you can call or text it, as well as send email. Thank you. We're going to listen out to Come to Me, My Lord. It always brings tears to my eyes to even say this song because it's so very special. And may you all grow closer to spirit. Good night. Frank will see you next week.
Okay.
This heart, your rising sun, touch my sight with grace. I'll see you in every face. All that I have, I give to you. All that I am or ever was, open my life to your light. Oh, hold me. Throw out every last doubt. Tell all that remains is knowing the love you're pouring out. Oh, come to me, my Lord, all in you made new. Come to me, my Lord, nothing outside. Light forever everywhere, all the world. every form enfolded in your care. Oh, your heart is my home forever, your first light forever everywhere. All the world by your word comes together, every form enfolded in your care. Come to me, my Lord.
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Please get comfortable. Sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair. Or you can lay down on the bed with your legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position holding your circuits. That would be index finger and thumb together. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. We're going to walk the circle of the 12 areas of life to see what you can leave behind as you ascend to your higher vibration. The first is the self. Beginnings, your appearance, your physical body, your personality, and your outlook on life. What is it in those subjects that you could leave behind? The importance of your appearance? Can you just relax and be who you are? Can you let go of all the beautiful clothes and shoes and different apparatus that we buy for our bodies and just be simple? Visualize yourself as who you are. Ask your body to tell you. Maybe you'll be surprised at the vision you'll see. And the next step up is our values, our freedom, our possessions, our earning ability, and our inner and outer resources, especially our inner resources. How can we strengthen our inner resources? And how can we make them be at harmony with our outer resources? We always have freedom because we have freedom of mind. And our values develop as we grow. What values do you consider to be dear to you? Ask your body what that says. What values are most important to me? And let your body answer you reverently. Our next step is our communication with others, our brothers and sisters, our oldest son, our conscious mind, as well as our early education. What were you taught when you were younger that you'd like to let go of now? What do you realize that isn't really a part of your belief system that you may have been taught as a child through your parents, your peers, or your teachers? See yourself letting go of that now. See yourself filling that space with light. See yourself replacing that with whatever value you need to strengthen you. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is the home, endings, the mother parent, your property, your foundation, and the latter part of your life. What would you like to see for the latter part of your life? You entered this planet. You're here. You're sitting here tonight, breathing in and breathing out. What would you like to see as you exit the planet? Something perhaps that you brought here with your knowledge, your body, and your mind. Check your foundation. Make sure that your foundation is strong. Nothing can harm you. You are a child of God. Anything that you feel can harm you on this planet cannot harm your soul. Always remember that. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The next section is your creativity, your amusements, the love you give, speculation, romance, as well as your children. Oh my, our children. We can't forget the children. We're always here for them as best we can be, as our parents were here for us as best as they could be. What is it that you would like to give your children? What's the most important thing you think you could do to open their hearts? Reflect on that. Reflect on your heart. Reflect on how you receive love. Do you receive love with conditions, or do you receive love openly and freely? Reflect on that. Take a deep breath, and we'll go to the next section. Our work, the unconscious mind, the service we give, our pets, some of our health habits. What are your health habits? Do you think they're up to par? Do you take care of yourself the way you take care of others? See yourself caring for yourself. See yourself caring for your body, your mind, and your spirit. See yourself working to the best of your ability with joy. See yourself caring for your pets as you would care for yourself. Take a deep breath. Let's go to the next part. Partnerships, marriage, how you relate to the public, open enemies, and other people. How do you relate to your peers? How do you relate to your family members, as well as to your husband or wife or children that are living with you? Are you in your heart? Do you speak to them from your heart? Do you encourage them and allow them to be who they are? Do you correct them the way a mother bear might correct her cubs? Or are you harsher? What impressions do you leave on your animals and on your children? What is the unconscious mind saying? Is it full of combat? Is it full of anger and resentment? Or is there room for the light to come in, for a higher form of discipline to come in, so that you can work without interference? Take a deep breath and let's go to the next section. Death, inheritance, reincarnation, your partner's resources, as well as your sexual attitudes. What about other people's money? Do you regard it as important as your money? If you borrow money, do you return it? If you get a car loan or a mortgage, are you happy to pay it back? What is your attitude towards money? Think this. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. Other people's resources are a treasure, as well as mine. I look forward to my transition as I looked forward to my birth. There is no fear. It's a process of life. Take a deep breath, and let's go on to the next section. The law, your in-laws, religion and philosophy, long-distance trips, and your superconscious mind. Is your superconscious mind open enough to believe that you can travel off the planet as well as on? Are you open to all kinds of new technology and new awarenesses? Do you realize there's life on other planets and that there's worlds and other worlds? Embrace your world and all the other worlds. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. And the next part of your life is the Father, your reputation, your profession, how you work with authorities, as well as your ego. Are you cooperative with authorities? Do you respect the law? Of course we need improvements. We need improvements with everything here on this planet. But nonetheless, respecting the law as it's written now, until it is changed, is important. And just as important is being willing to be a part of making changes to that law. And your reputation, it should be sterling. You say what you mean and mean what you say. You always keep your word, and your handshake is your guarantee. Reflect on that for a moment. Ask your body to make you stronger with that vow. Take a deep breath. And the next section is your friends, your hopes, and your wishes. Circumstances beyond your control, which can happen to all of us, and love received. Ask yourself if you can receive love from others easily. Ask yourself if you've allowed yourself to realize that when somebody expresses affection to you, wants to thank you, or give you a gift, that that's just as precious as you wanting to thank them and give them a gift. Allow yourself to do that. Have your hopes and wishes and enjoy them. Visualize yourself achieving them. Know that you can. There's no room for self-doubt here. You're a child of the universe. If you think it, it can happen, and you have unlimited realities. Remember that. Let your body absorb that, accept it, and remember it. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. The last section is hidden strengths. Your limitations, your frustrations, your subconscious mind, as well as hospitals and institutions. Does your subconscious mind take you to good places, to higher learning places, or does it take you into the deep depths of despair? What have you taught yourself? How have you taught yourself to think? Let's make a statement now. I think only the highest and the good and the best for everyone. All is well in my world. I think the highest, the good, and always the best for everyone. No matter whether I like them or not, no matter if my truth is their truth, I always bless them in their truth. And sometimes I really treasure my truth. But whatever is going on around me, I have to remember that they are as an expression of the universe and of the God energies as I am. And if nothing else, their feelings are to be respected. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. And allow yourself now to meld into the beautiful harmony of this wonderful ascension music by Richard Schulman.